97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the one, the only, the legendary Ted Nugent, my blood brother, on the line with us here this afternoon. I had to hit that part there. There you go. No better person for closing arguments than Uncle Ted. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing so good, Mark. It's actually scary because my effervescent masculinity is completely out of control this time of year. By the way, everybody, it's the rut, not just the white-tailed deer rut, but it's the American spirit rut. And are things insane, Mark, or what?
They are insane. And I guess I almost had to introduce you today as another piece of garbage in the land of Trump, right? That seems to be the word of the day, Ted.
Yes, but I'm a sweet, aromatic lump of garbage that is rock solid in the Assica. You know, Mark, it's funny, but it's not funny. It really is treacherous what we're dealing with, what Uncle Sam represents right now. It is heartbreaking. But let me tell you, I know you call for positive light in the darkness from the old guitar player, and I'm bringing you positive light because once again, I shared another campfire like I do every weekend, July, August, September, October, into November, and then on my birthday and New Year's down in Texas. And I'm surrounded by dozens of great Americans that believe in radical extremism like God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, law and order, good over evil, work ethic, all that radical stuff. And we are the majority, but academia, government, media, big tech, they are such treasonous scoundrels that they spit in our face and call us garbage. So my battle cry has always been, which is why we are soul brothers, is you give the world the best you got, and you get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got anyway, and it's going to happen November 5th, I pray to God.
You know, and I'm feeling, this is dangerous, Ted, because I'm feeling pretty good about the way things are trending. My word of caution is always what happened 2 years ago, because 22 was not quite as successful as some of us had hoped. But look, I think that common sense, and there's no bigger common sense guy than you that I know, is really going to kind of maybe rule the day. Donald Trump talks about common sense. A lot of this stuff, our friends on the left, they may not be vocal about it, like, you know, boys playing against girls in sports. They agree with us, Ted, on those issues.
And let the author of Wango Tango put a spotlight on what is the most common and sensible reality in the world, that the Supreme Court, boy, thank God there's a Supreme Court, not just a really good court and really smart court and really constitutional, but they're supreme, Mark. They are so supreme that they had to dig deep and have a conference and review the statistics to determine that non-U.S. citizens don't get to vote. I would have never figured that.
I know.
Could you have figured that out?
You got to go to Harvard for that, Ted. You really do, or Princeton or something like that. I talked about this yesterday. I was on the road. I actually was in Texas over the weekend visiting my first grandson, Ted Nugent. How about that? Down in Houston.
Hallelujah.
And I'm driving. I'm listening to Fox on Friday, and I heard this story develop out of Virginia. I just couldn't believe it. How could a federal judge in the United States of America rule that way? And then another federal judge kind of upholds it before the Supremes get involved. It's baffling. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
Well, let me put a spotlight on the mind-boggling bafflement, because you don't have to go far. Even the guitar player can figure this stuff out. So a Supreme Court justice was nominated not because of qualifications, not because of constitutional truisms, but because of gender and color of her skin. And then the Supreme Court justice, who will make life and death determinations for Americans, wouldn't and couldn't and refuse to tell you what a woman is.
Right.
That's the Supreme Court. So don't be baffled. The only time you should be baffled, Mark, is when stuff makes sense.
Well, I use that cut from Ketanji Brown Jackson in the open to my show because it's so stunning. And by the way, here's something else. I think you might agree with this. You know, last week, Anderson Cooper asked Kamala Harris, because fascism seems to be the word of the day, Ted, if she believes that, you know, Donald Trump is a fascist. If he followed up with a question, could you define fascism? I'm pretty sure she couldn't do it.
Again, the examples, a segment of our fellow humanity, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, will actually support men beating the tar out of a woman in an Olympic sport. I mean, you don't have to go any further than that. or that you can put tampons in the boys' bathroom. I mean, we could go on for thousands of hours, Mark, with examples how the so-called leadership in our country have lost their minds. And so my point being, and thank you, Mark, because you bring truth to darkness every day, truth, logic, and common sense. You're a radical and extremist because you believe in God, family, country, law, and order.
Absolutely.
You bring a spotlight to the violations of those with the most power. Remember, for example, and again, we could never run out of examples. Remember when the FBI was a law enforcement agency? Can you remember that far back? There are so many offensive and strange anti-truth, anti-logic, anti-common sense running amok out there that I give you Kamala Harris, I give you Joe Biden. I don't want to hate the guy. I feel so sorry for him that his so-called family and friends will put him out in the open to embarrass himself every time he is visible. How sad
it is, pretty
is
sad.
That?
It really is sad. And I think a lot of us felt that over the summer. Now, I got to ask you, did you by any chance, I don't watch very much, but I got to give them credit here because they've actually been funny, at least on the Harris Wall side. Have you seen any of the SNL stuff like Jim Gaffigan playing, Walls or Dana Carvey playing Biden? Have you checked that out?
You know, I've never actually watched the show anymore since Belushi
died. Yeah, it's terrible.
But it's terrible. I do see the excerpts, and though
Mark, funny. Yeah,
those are funny. Those are good. I really get a kick out of them. Of course, I'm a Richard Pryor fan. I get to jam with Richard Pryor, Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield.
I get to
hang out with these guys. Robin Williams, and guess who was the funniest guy at the Thai restaurant at 3 a.m?
Ted Nugent.
It was me.
Yeah,
Mark.
Absolutely. You know, I was so lucky. I saw Kinison back in the day. That's amazing. The resume that Ted Nugent has. But Gaffigan in particular, I wanted to kind of talk about Tim Walz because this guy, this bozo, can you even imagine for a moment him on the world stage?
I don't have to. I see it happening. And again, you use the word baffling. This guy, the things he did as governor of Minnesota, the connection that Tim Walz has with China, this guy has such a toxic anti-American vapor trail in his life that it's another example of the dumbing down of America through our anti-education system, where people are so brain dead and clueless about historical realities that they allow the Kamala and the Walls to represent them, and they cheer them on, and they're cheering on clearly dangerous, criminal, corrupt powers to be. So once again, we could wallow in the toxic black goo of the state of affairs. But let me bring the most important thing in the world. I'm sitting here in the Man Cave Cuckoo Nest, the arsenal of democracy, surrounded by tens of thousands of Remington ammo. I got a new
That's
pallet
awesome.
Of Remington 10
millimeter,
and I've got Jackson, my new puppy, which is a miracle dog, Mark, and Coco, the world's greatest German Shepherd duck hunter, and Sadie, the motorboat duck retriever. I am having in 2024, with all the ugliness around us, the greatest hunting season of my life. God has given me these three dogs. I've never seen more ducks. There's more deer in North America than ever in recorded history, and there's more venison in my freezer than ever in recorded history. So we can improvise, adapt, and overcome. Shemaine and I voted early. We're encouraging people to vote early. In fact, if you're confused, go to Hunt the Vote. HuntTheVote.org. If you haven't voted, then the enemies of America would like to thank you for not participating in this sacred experiment in self-government. So there's a lot of bad and ugly out there, but the Nugent family is celebrating more good than bad and ugly, so we can hopefully eliminate as much of that bad and ugly as possible.
The Reardon family is right there with you, and I mentioned the grandson, but I love this, and I shared this with you in August. I wasn't sure how it's going to turn out. My daughter started talking earlier this year. She's 9 and a half now, Ted. She's been around deer camp her whole life, right? She said, I think I want to shoot a deer. So we got her going with the gun. She was shooting a .223, hit the targets. I got out for a special doe season a couple of weeks ago, and of course what happened, we had a nice buck that came and taunted us for almost like 8 minutes, and she could have shot that, but we did get a buck. It ended up being a button buck, and we have venison already in the freezer. So to your point, this is already, as a father who is so thrilled that his daughter is hunting, the best hunting season ever, Ted Nugent.
Well, what she's experiencing is the martial arts of marksmanship, safe gun handling,
yes,
and balancing herds for true conservation environmental upgrade. That's what your daughter, so you are, I name you, Mark Reardon, the father of the year for driving, guiding your daughter on a true North Compass setting. But you know, you talked about shooting a button buck. The cuter the critter, the sweeter the meat. That little fawn buck is going to be so delicious. Be sure you treat that that sacred flesh.
24 hours, dude, 24 hours later, I was wrapping bacon with some teriyaki sauce with the tenderloins, and it was delicious.
Yeah, actually, when you shoot a button buck, you can wrap the bacon with the button buck meat, because the button buck meat is candy. I donate tons of venison to soup kitchens and homeless shelters. The charities around here consider me Mother Teresa with a Matthew's bow. But we are generous in giving and loving, but I keep the young back straps. I'm a generous, loving guy, but I'm not an idiot.
Oh, they're the best. No, you're absolutely right about that. That's a smart thing. Well, listen, it's always great to hook up with you. I was thinking about you because this thing is coming down to the wire. I feel pretty good. I don't know. You know, your state, Ted Nugent, Michigan, is going to play a big role, I think.
I just got a call again pretty much every other day. I got Chris Kobach, the Attorney General of Kansas.
Yes,
he's here hunting deer.
I know him.
Right,
yeah, I know Chris.
Yeah. Great, great constitutionalist. He's at the Hillsdale College, probably the last hope for real conservative values in America. So I'm in a whirlwind of conservatism, conservation, and constitutionality. And I get calls every day from the Trump team, and they're doing a lot of work in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And they want me to be in Grand Rapids with the president at midnight this next Monday. They want me at the colleges in Detroit tomorrow. So I'm doing everything I can. Mark, if you saw me right now, you'd see huge bags under my eyes because I'm not sleeping much. But those are ammo bags, so it's going to be okay. I am so dedicated to get God, family, country, constitution, law, and order back into the American policy dream that I am. All my friends are dedicated. And again, I cannot overstate HuntTheVote.org. We have got hundreds of thousands of heretofore non-voting conservative licensed hunters to finally participate. HuntTheVote.org. We do not endorse a candidate, but when you talk God, family, country, law, and order, you know who we're not talking about.
Yes, I think and by the way, I'd put my chips on Ted Nugent, Kid Rock over Eminem in Michigan. How about that?
You think? Yeah, we play real music.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you're awesome. I love you. Thank you for jumping on here with me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Mark, God bless. Godspeed. Aim small, miss small, and God bless America. Let's get this country great again.
Get more at 971talk.com.